Good morning, and welcome to the service. I wonder if you got blown here. If you didn't, you're going to be blown home. So let's think about that. And I know that's kept some of our fellowship away today because of the wind. So we'll remember those folk in our prayers today, because it's just disappointing and a shame and a regret and a loss when some of our fellowship are missing. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the holy habit of fellowship and how important it is to be together, all together, at certain times. So let me introduce our first song, because we're going to all join together in this one. And it's a song that you probably haven't sung here before, so I'm preparing you for that. But the band has played this tune, I don't know how many times to you, but several times. It's called Christ Triumphant, and I introduced it to you a little while ago, a few months ago, actually. But the band have played it intermittently to you, so I hope you've imbibed it and will sing it with the gusto that it deserves. But let me read you some scripture, and it's quite appropriate. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and worthy to be praised. Let's stand and sing Christ triumphant, ever reigning. He's our Saviour, our Master, and our King.
Thank you.
pray together. Let me lead you in prayer. The verse of scripture that I love to say on Sundays, and it's simply this: this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So let's come before the Lord with gladness in our hearts and a generous spirit. Heavenly Father, we want to worship you. You are our risen Saviour and our King. This is your day, and we're here to worship you. Heavenly Father, we want to worship you with sincere hearts, with words and music. Fill this meeting with your presence. Bless us as we meet together. Bless the singing of your praise, the reading of your word, and Lord, the preaching of your word. And would you bless us all, Lord, as we share in fellowship one with another. Lord, we remember your faithfulness. You walk with us every day. You are with us each moment. Thank you that your promises are sound and true. As we all meet together, we also remember those who are not with us today, for those who are sick, for those who are sad because someone they love very much has died, for those we love and are just so long and far from us. We ask your blessing on them. And today, Lord, we pray especially for Bernard and Kathy Rayner, who would love to be here, but the weather is against them. And we also pray for Major David Squirrel, who's made the journey to Hadley today to lead their service. All of those travelling, Lord, today, we ask for your travelling mercies and safety. So, Lord, our final request is that your Holy Spirit will move in this place today, that your Holy Spirit will come and dwell in our hearts, that your Holy Spirit will equip us, comfort us, teach us, inspire us as we learn more about your ways and our service for you. Lord, we pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm going to wander about now, if that's okay, Thomas. So I'll have the wandering mic up. And it's traditional at this time, isn't it, to have an activity. Well, I've got one for you today, and I like to put this bit in the service because it's the bit I can enjoy, and I hope you'll enjoy it too. We're going to enjoy this bit, though, as a fellowship, okay? So, children, today you haven't got to do anything, all right? I know you're disappointed, but you haven't got to do anything because we're going to make the adults. The adults do something. And I've got a list of names here. I've got this list that I've specially compiled. And these are the people on the list. And when I call their name, I want them to come forward. And I want them to come and sit on these chairs. You'll see there's quite a number of chairs. So let's have Anita Chenery, Anne Hall, Ben Winton, Christine Hancock, Joe Little, June Bailey, Kevin Gray, Marion Cracknell, Neil Winton, Patricia Binge, and Roy Alders, if they're here. Come and sit up on the platform, please. Now, that wasn't so good, was it? But I'm assured that Roy's okay. So let me just take a register here, because it's obvious that some people... Anybody got a pen? Here it's a... No, I've got a pen. I've got a pen here, I think. No, I haven't. Anybody got a pen I can borrow? Oh, thank you very much indeed. Right, let's call the register then. Anita?
Yes, sir.
Anne Hall? No, Anne. Ben Winton?
Yeah.
Christine Hancock?
Yes, sir.
Trouble, yes. Joe Little? June Bailey? Kevin Gray?
Yeah.
Good. Marion Cracknell?
Yes, I'm here.
Neil Winton?
Yes, sir!
He always was the best one in the class, you know. Patricia Binge? Roy Aldous?
I fell in.
I've got to do some quick thinking here, because it's your job now, and I'm going to share some secrets about some of these people. So, let's just have a look at them all. They're part of our fellowship, and you should know them quite well, and they should know you quite well. That's what it's all about, isn't it, in fellowship? That we know one another quite well. It's a very special friendship, but later today we'll discover it's more than just a special friendship. So, let me have a look. Yes. This person, you've got to guess who they are, all right? This person, when he was young, went to play at a friend's house, and he blew all the fuses in the house. Now, which rogue do you think is likely... Oh, but they've been told not to do anything, by the way. They haven't got to do anything. Which rogue up there do you think it could possibly be? Yes. Ben? Somebody says Ben. Oh, Neil. You thought it was a secret, didn't you? But it is not a secret. And anyhow, it's not a secret now, because you all know, don't you? You're on the bottom of the class at the moment, Neil, all right? When I was young and in my teens, my cousin taught me to play the bass guitar, which I then played in a Salvation Army rhythm group. Who do you think that is? Let's have a little look up there. Look, who looks musical and with it and...
Roy.
Roy, you say Roy. Roy, did you ever learn to play the bass guitar? No, it wasn't Roy. They're not allowed to speak, by the way, okay? Anyone else want to have a guess?
Kevin.
No, it's not Kevin. Joe? No, not Joe. You ain't got many left. Don't forget I'm deaf in one ear, by the way. You'll have to shout.
Christine.
No, not Christine. She's sitting down there and it isn't her. Well, shall we come back to it?
Yeah.
We'll come back to that one. So, right, here's someone else. This person used to play tenor horn in the YP band. And this person makes tapestry pictures. Who could that be?
Roy.
Oh, Roy. They guessed you easily. And the other thing is that Roy shared an open secret in his little reply to me. It's an open secret that he would tell anybody. And he said, "I am a lover of the Lord." That's his open secret, isn't it, Roy? A lover of the Lord. Okay. I get down the list. And yes. This person, when they were 8 years old, they just moved house. And the parents had put up a garden swing. This person was told not to go on the swing because it hadn't been hooked to the ground. But this person, being the person they are, actually went on the swing. The swing fell over and it fell through the greenhouse. Who do you think was the person up there who...
Ben.
Oh, Ben, you're in for a lot of accusations today, my friend. Who do you think it could be? Marion? No, not Marion. Not June. No, not Christine. Oh, you got there eventually. Anita, your secret is out, and I hope you look as guilty as you should. This person, it's getting easier now because you know who some of them are, don't you? This person, at the age of 18, was a proud owner of a permed afro hairstyle.
Kevin.
Oh, Kevin! Wow! Give him a round of applause. For... No. This person can touch their nose with their tongue. Who do you want it to be? Oh, you'd like it to be Marion, would you? Marion, could you just try that for us? You don't have to speak. Do you think it's Marion?
No.
All right, let's see who it is. No, let's not see who it is. Let's have another guess. Someone up there can touch their nose with their tongue. Ah, Ben. Ben, could you prove that point, please? Well done, Ben. You see... Ben is a man of many, many talents. And the next one. This person. This person learnt to milk cows by hand with her father. Oh, we've got Christine. We've got Christine. So, we better go back to the person who learnt to play bass guitar. Well, there's only two people left. Hands up for Marion. Hands down. Hands up for June. Ooh. Well, I'll tell you, it was Marion. Would you like to thank all the people who've helped with our illustration today? Go back to your seats, everyone. Back to your seats. I'm sorry, I should have helped you, dear boy. I was intending to. Right. Well, I don't know. I don't know how that went for you. And I don't know how many you scored. But if you scored a good number, give yourself the satisfaction of knowing that you did quite well, all right? Okay, well, we better move on in our service now because we've got the next part to come. What are you doing? Go back to your seat. Back to your seat now. Go on. Go back to your seat. Go on. Did you genuinely have a feeling there for June? Did you genuinely have a feeling there for June? Because I left her out. This is a danger of fellowship, isn't it? That we can be having so much fun that we know one another well, and yet someone, unwittingly usually, gets left out. The singing group are going to come now, and they're going to sing to us, and they're going to sing, "There is a way, it's Jesus." Shall we just thank God for that lovely piece of music that was sung to us? Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for these precious children. We thank you that they speak your words to us, and they remind us that there is a way, and it is Jesus. And we pray for all the children that come through this building during the week. We thank you for them. They are treasured by us, Lord, and we know that they are treasured by you. We thank you for them. And now we place today's children into your hands as they go out with their leaders. And in a special way, Lord, please lead them and their leaders in the power of your Holy Spirit to learn more about you and your love for them. And Lord, in remembering them, we also remember the other children who pass through our doors each week. We remember the mothers and the toddlers. And we give thanks that mothers and toddlers have now a reflective spot in their morning activity. We give thanks that Gillian is leading this. And also, Lord, we thank you for Gemma, for the work that she does with children in Explorers. Lord, may they be all a blessing to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm not going to take the collection now, just for the stewards who might be poised ready, but I am going to invite the children to go to their activities now. So any young people who are going to activities, do go now. And I'd like, Thomas, if you'd just put a picture up on the screen for me, please. There she is. I don't know how much you reflect on the service that was last week. I don't know how many of you listen again on the web, on the website, on the church website, to the service that you either missed or were part of. But last week I was very touched because in our prayer time, we were asked to pray for someone who no longer worships with us. We were asked to name someone who was in this fellowship, but that's not in this fellowship now. This lady has nothing to do with our fellowship. She was a Salvationist, and she decided to leave her church. And she did go to a few other churches, but eventually she stopped going. She got made redundant from work, and for 4 years, she still believed in God. And she listened to the radio broadcasts and the God slot on the TV. And then one day she felt God calling her to Peterborough Corps. Now, I don't know if you know the Peterborough Corps, and I think this lady must still be there. Her name is Joy. She happened to go to a Christmas service, and she felt called back into fellowship. I'm sure there were many people praying for Joy, that Joy would indeed return to fellowship. She did, and she became the uniformed person as well. And she said this: "It was my need for fellowship that brought me back." And there was a service in which she dedicated herself once again to the Corps, the Peterborough Corps, and she chose a hymn that was really important to her, because it meant so much. And the song is, "I'm in his hands, I'm in his hands, whatever the future holds, I'm in his hands. And she has held on to that truth. So let's continue to pray for our fellowship. Let's continue to pray for those who aren't with us anymore, or for those who are sometimes absent. Let's sing this song together, shall we? I'm in his hands. Would you like to sit down for this, okay? Do sit as you sing this one. Shall we now just sit quietly while the collection's taken?
Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that as a fellowship we are able to support our church here. And I just pray that as we have given in our offering this morning, that you will accept it, that you will bless it, and help us to use it wisely for your kingdom's sake here in this little town of Felixstowe. I ask these things in your precious name. Amen. I've got a secret, and it got me into trouble. And I suppose I broke the law, but if you keep it quiet, I'll remain out of prison. But I've had a very bad cataract in my eye, and we missed going down to Christmas to see the grandchildren because I had something wrong with my arm and I couldn't drive. And last Saturday, we were going down, and when I woke up, I only had one eye. So I didn't tell my wife. We drove over 350 miles with one eye. But I'm such a brilliant driver that no one noticed. And every time I went on one side of the road, I blamed another driver, and she believed me, so that was great. So that was my secret, and I'm very sorry now. But it was a good time we spent with the grandchildren. But today, let's come back to today. Well, you know what the weather's like, and there will not be, for safety reasons, an open-air witness on the triangle following our worship this morning, but it gives the band opportunity to join all of you for tea and coffee in the community hall and continue fellowship there together. At 1 o'clock till 2:30, there is a safe and sound training course which will take place here in the hall. During this coming week, the Oasis Cafe will open its normal times. That's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But from the following week, it will now only open on Tuesday and Thursday. You can read some of the reasons for that in your bulletin, so I don't want to waste time by reading it to you now. But that's from the week commencing the 17th. It will only be open on those 2 days. This church is notorious for not wanting to fill their names on lists on the board. Now, the reason that we have lists is so that people know that you're coming to the event. Last night, the film night, 19 new people came to the Army for the first time for the film night. So thanks to Gemma and her team for organising that. But we have some lists on the notice board. We have a pancake party on the 18th of February that you can put your name down on the list for. And we also have next Sunday morning, it is our young people's special day, and they are having a breakfast at 9 o'clock, and you're invited to put your name on the list and join the children there for breakfast. As I say, next Sunday is our YP annual, when the children will receive their prizes, and we have Captains Mark and Emma Scott who will be leading our worship in the morning, and also comparing a band and songster celebration in the evening at 5:30, which is entitled Music for a Winter Evening, and that includes our band, our songsters, and the Ipswich Citadel songsters as well. I had a visit from the division commander, and the latest about new officers is on the 20th of February, the officers who are coming to Felixstowe will get to know they're coming to Felixstowe. And on that morning, they will phone me and then tell me that they are coming, that's if they want to, coming to Felixstowe for the July the 23rd, I think, is the welcome meeting. But on the 20th of this month, we shall know at last who is coming to take over our leadership. Finally, you all know in this fellowship Bill G. Bill's health is deteriorating rapidly, and good news is we've managed to, or his sons have managed to, get him off his bicycle. So no longer will he be a danger to you and me and the whole public of Felixstowe. But if you want to know, please remember this, if you want to know how Bill is, if you ring Andrew any time, he'd be only too pleased to tell you the situation with his dad. So please, Andy and his wife are one of those people who have not been in our fellowship for a number of years. But God is working in their lives. And so, take the opportunity of talking to them on the phone. They would appreciate that. Thank you very much for listening. On the 1st of March, it will be our altar service Sunday, when we bring in our altar service for a special reason. Envelopes will be produced in the next few weeks, and you'll be able to take them. But we're going to see a little video now, and it's about what we're raising money for this year, but a little bit about where your money went last year. So, Thomas, we'll sit back and watch this video.
Hello and welcome to Burkina Faso. My name is Nana Togo, and for the next 5 weeks I will be showing you a little bit the work the Salvation Army is doing here.
The work of the Salvation Army in Burkina Faso is new. Officially, we only started in 2018. We are getting to know our neighbors, and people are joining us and becoming Salvationists. We have two cores and two outposts, and we are running lots of projects in the community. I'm looking forward to showing you more, but first, here is a look at your appeal from last year.
Last year, we saw the Salvation Army at work in Jamaica. Some of our self-denial money goes to support UK officers who are working overseas. And so we went to meet Paul and Janine Main at THQ in Kingston, where they're supporting the amazing work of the Salvation Army. We saw how the Salvation Army is caring for people who are homeless and raising money by recycling furniture. We also saw the Salvation Army's school for blind children and met Nicola Muir, another UK officer who lives and works at the school. You gave £1.25 million. That's more than ever before. Thank you for your generosity. The money you gave through self-denial is used to support the mission of the Salvation Army around the world, including our mission partners. The idea of self-denial was first introduced in London by William Booth in 1886. He said, "Go without something and give what you would have spent to the Salvation Army's work." That was over 130 years ago. Now, nearly every Salvation Army corps the world over plays its part. So if you are giving in London, Llanelli, Larne or Lockerbie, you are joining with Salvationists in Oslo, Ohio or Ouagadougou, which is the capital city of Burkina Faso. The money is redistributed by international headquarters to the places that need it most. It funds the background things, the not so exciting but essential things, so that Salvation Army staff and volunteers can get on and do what they're good at, like the work in Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso is a poor country, but in the last 20 years it has seen steady economic growth. In that time, the number of the people living in extreme poverty has gone down by half. This is good news, but there is still work to do. One of the big challenges for the country is an increasing number of terrorist attacks in the north and east. Here in the capital, we do not see it so much, but when we hear about it, we worry for our brothers and sisters that they will be safe. I'm married to André Togo, and in 2015 we were appointed here to begin the Salvation Army work. It is exciting to see how quickly the work has grown. When we arrived here, we started having meetings in our home. We bought land in 2017 and started Ouagadougou Kowa when the building was ready. Having a building has given us a base to run projects like this juice production enterprise. This is Sarah. She is in charge of production. We recycle bottles by cleaning and sterilizing them. Then we fill them with different juices. We label the bottles here before they are sold in local shops. All the profits go to pay school fees for the local children. We know our local community well, I think we are the only church here which has this kind of approach, where people who need help can find help and can grow in their faith. Next week we will be at the women's rally at Wakadugu Koa.
We're going to listen to the band now, and I'm just going to move from the platform and join my friend Les in the band.
Thank you very much, band. When Celia got up this morning, she realized it was her 80th birthday. And through her mind, she thought, who on earth can I sit with in the service? When she came through the door, she found half the family here. It's good to see your family here. And are you enjoying your birthday, Celia?
Very much.
Great. Well, this next song, I should really ask you to get up and dance, because it's called Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts. But we'll save the embarrassment. We'll get your family to come out and dance, okay? No? Okay. So it'll be John Pilbara who'll dance on the piano. And he's going to accompany this. And the words will come on the screen. And you'll have to stand up for this or you'll do yourself an injury, Roy. Okay? Come in when you like. Jesus put this song into our hearts.
I think we sang that verse again because you didn't get the oi in, all right? And so we come to our scripture reading. And today I'm going to let the scripture reading be just what it is. I'm going to read it to you and we're going to listen. And that will be the message for today. It's written by Paul the Apostle. And it's written to the Corinthian church. Paul was the founder of this church, and he wrote several letters to them to encourage them and actually tell them off because they weren't being a very good fellowship. And he asked them to examine themselves. Look at yourselves, he says, and check things out. Make sure you are being a fellowship, he says. And he is racked with pain because he takes the blame on himself that they're not the fellowship they should be. And he expresses this in this reading. And so we too are encouraged by this reading, as Paul writes, to take stock, check ourselves out, not just be content to say that we have a strong fellowship, which I believe we have, but to check it out in all ways. Here's the reading. Test yourselves to make sure you're solid in the faith. Don't drift along, taking everything for granted. Give yourselves regular checkups. You need first-hand evidence, not mere hearsay, that Jesus Christ is in you. Test it out. If you fail the test, do something about it. I hope the test won't show that we have failed, but if it comes to that, we'd rather the test showed our failure than yours. We're rooting for the truth to win out. We couldn't possibly do otherwise. We don't just put up with our own limitations, we celebrate them and then go on to celebrate every strength, every triumph of truth in you. We pray hard that it will all come together in your lives. I'm writing this to you now so that when I come, I won't have to say another word on the subject. The authority the Master gave me is for putting people together, not taking them apart. I want to get on with it and not to have spent time on reprimands. And that's about it, friends. Be cheerful. Keep things in good repair. Keep your spirits up. Think in harmony. Be agreeable. Do all, and the love of God and peace be with you for sure. Greet one another with a holy embrace. All the brothers and sisters here say hello. The amazing grace of the Master Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, and the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I'm only going to say a little, but you've got a sheet which I'd like you to take home. It was a bit like a classroom at the front here today, wasn't it, with the register being taken? So I'm going to give you some homework. I'm going to give you homework to do on your own, and I'm going to give you homework to do in your house groups, in your small groups. And if you open it up, if you open up the sheet you've got, you'll see that there's some sections in there about one another passages. And that's what I want you to reflect on this week at home. There are so many verses in the scripture that call us to be one another. For example, at the start, love one another. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another. Live in harmony with one another. This is the checklist that Paul is commenting on. Test yourselves, he says, to make sure you are solid in the faith and in your fellowship. Take this away. Look at it day by day this week. Check it out and make sure that you embrace this fellowship to the glory of God the Father, to the praise of Christ our Lord, and do it knowing that it's done in the strength of His Holy Spirit's presence with you. Do you notice that there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? They're all in relationship with one another to make the Godhead. And Jesus prayed, I pray that you will all be one, just as He and the Father are one. He wants us to be in relationship with one another, and He wants us to be a relationship with Him. We need God's Holy Spirit. Songsters, come and sing about the Holy Spirit breathing on us. that's nearly it, but not quite. We have a great opportunity in this place to relate to one another, to be strengthened and cared for by one another, to be kind to one another, to be patient with one another, to look to the interests of one another, to read the Bible together, to eat together, to live with gladness and generosity in our hearts, to comfort one another, to encourage one another, to show hospitality to one another, to serve one another, to pray for one another, and to learn from one another. June, come back. Come back, June. Come back. June is going to share her secret with you. But June also wrote to me a devotion. And I think it's one we need to take to heart before we part today. The band music, which I didn't introduce to you properly, was called His Strength is Perfect. June is going to tell you what her secret is. Yes, you are.
Well, thank you, Paul, for actually including me this time. My little secret is I can't ride a bike. It might sound very funny, but I never had the opportunity as a child, and in later life it just passed me by. I'd sooner drive a car. But anyway, we talk about treading the path of life, and we always hope that God is walking with us. But there's other ways that God can be with us. He can be with us when we're swimming, when we're jumping, when we're running, whatever. But this little devotion is called Once Upon a Tandem. I invited Jesus onto my bicycle for two. I assumed he would pedal. Instead, he's a dead weight and he's slowing me down. Why did I ever invite him? Finally, I turned and said, "How come you never pedal?" He winked at me and said, "I thought you would never ask." Life is so much easier, so much better, pedaling with Jesus. I get where I'm going faster than ever. My carefully chosen destinations are never as good as I would have imagined. Suddenly, I realise he's been whispering directions to me all along. When I take his advice, we wind up on shortcuts and all roads seem downhill. When I get tired of pedalling, I put my feet up on the handlebars. And it turns out I have been slowing him down. He never gets tired. Nothing, I decide, could be better than tandem riding with Jesus as my co-pilot. He takes me to many places that I would have missed had I been on my own. Sometimes the roads are bumpy and I have to hang on for dear life, but I know I will always be safe because I love my co-pilot and he will always steer me in the right direction. So I'm content with all the wobbles and falls that I may experience because I know my bike is much sturdier and secure. Maybe when my earthly journey ends, there will be a tandem waiting at the gates of heaven for me. Thank you.
It's time to get on your bikes, isn't it? It's time to get on your bikes and with the strength of God, live our lives for Him and for others. Let's leave this place today with a great song. I'll go in the strength of the Lord. Do stand now if you're able. Hallelujah indeed. Amen. Test yourselves to make sure you're solid in the faith. Give yourself regular checkups. And that's about it, friends. Be cheerful. Keep things in good repair. Keep your spirits up. Think in harmony. Be agreeable. Do all that. And the God of love and peace will be with you for sure. Greet one another with a holy embrace. And may the amazing grace of the Master Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, and the intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love.